The week's fault lines: AI math, Iran, and a fragile world order. $3 trillion. That is the revenue figure Sequoia Capital says the artificial intelligence industry must generate annually, not to profit, but simply to justify the infrastructure spending already committed. The number reframes nearly every major story of the week, from OpenAI's financial headwinds to Meta's image generator retreat to Elon Musk's internal corporate maneuvering. Meanwhile, the geopolitical backdrop grew more volatile by the day. Donald Trump publicly revealed standing orders to bomb Iran in the event of his assassination. Satellite imagery showed Iran rebuilding its bombed nuclear facilities. The U.S. withdrew F-22 stealth fighters from Israeli airspace after 5 months, and the Kremlin scrambled to interpret Trump's suggestion of a no-fly zone over Ukraine, a proposal that reportedly caught Moscow entirely off guard. On the diplomatic front, Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi made a historic visit to Auckland, signing 10 bilateral agreements with New Zealand and targeting a doubling of bilateral trade to $7 billion New Zealand dollars by 2030. In Washington, bipartisan senators advanced a Russia sanctions bill that would impose a 500% tariff on countries buying Russian energy, with Trump reportedly supportive. Financial markets added their own alarm signals. Bank of America's bull and bear indicator hit 9.5, its most extreme contrarian sell reading since 2021, even as real 30-year Treasury yields reached their highest level since 2008. The Texas Stock Exchange launched live trading. China banned helium exports, tightening semiconductor supply chains at the worst possible moment. And the USDA cut the U.S. wheat forecast to its smallest crop since 1970.